Day 94. Deuteronomy 26:1 through 27:26. When you arrive in the land the Lord your God has given you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there, put some of the first produce from each harvest into a basket, and bring it to the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, "With this gift, I acknowledge that the Lord your God has brought me into the land he swore to give my ancestors." The priest will then take the basket from your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. You must then say in the presence of the Lord your God, "My ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean who went to live in Egypt. His family was few in number, but in Egypt they became a mighty and numerous nation. When the Egyptians mistreated and humiliated us by making us their slaves, we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard us and saw our hardship, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with an amazing power, overwhelming terror, and miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And now, O Lord, I have brought you a token of the first crops you have given me from the ground." Then place the produce from the Lord your God and worship him. Afterward, go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has chosen, has given to you in your household. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living among you in the celebration. Every third year you must offer a special tithe of your crops. You must give these tithes to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, so that they will have enough to eat in your towns. Then you must declare in the presence of the Lord your God, "I have taken the sacred gift from my home and have given it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, just as you commanded me. I have not violated or forgotten any of your commands. I have not eaten any of it while in mourning. I have not touched it while I was ceremonially unclean, and I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God, and have done everything you commanded me. Look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven, and bless your people Israel, in the land you have given us, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as you have solemnly promised our ancestors. Today the Lord your God has commanded you to obey all these laws and regulations. You must commit yourself to them without reservation. You have declared today that the Lord is your God. You have promised to obey his laws, commands, and regulations by walking in his ways and doing everything he tells you. The Lord has declared today that you are his people, his own special treasure, just as he promised, and that you must obey all his commands. And if you do, he will make you greater than any other nation. Then you will receive praise, honor, and renown. You will be a nation that is holy to the Lord your God, just as he promised. Deuteronomy 27. Then Moses and the leaders of Israel charged the people as follows: "Keep all these commands that I am giving you today. When you cross the Jordan River and enter the land the Lord your God has given you, set up large stones and coat them with plaster. Then write all the terms of this law on them. I repeat, you will soon cross the river to enter the land the Lord your God has given you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. When you cross the Jordan, set up these stones at Mount Ebal and coat them with plaster, as I am commanding you to today. Then build an altar there to the Lord your God, using natural stones. Do not shape the stones with an iron tool. On the altar you must offer burnt offerings to the Lord your God. Sacrifice peace offerings on it also, and feast there with a great joy before the Lord your God. On the stones coated with plaster, you must clearly write all the terms of this law." Then Moses and the Levitical priests addressed all Israel as follows: "O Israel, be quiet and listen. Today you have become the people of the Lord your God. So obey the Lord your God by keeping all these commands and laws that I am giving you today." That same day, Moses gave this charge to the people: "When you cross the Jordan River, the tribes of Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin must stand on Mount Gerizim to proclaim a blessing over the people. And the tribes of Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali must stand on Mount Ebal to proclaim a curse. Then the Levites must shout to all the people of Israel, 'Cursed is anyone who carves or casts idols and secretly sets them up. These idols, the work of craftsmen, are detestable to the Lord. All the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who despises father or mother, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who steals property from a neighbor by moving a boundary marker, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who leads a blind person astray on the road, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who is unjust to foreigners, orphans, and widows, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with his father's wife, for he has violated his father, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with an animal, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with his sister, whether she is a daughter of his father or his mother, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with his mother-in-law, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who kills another person in secret, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who accepts payment to kill an innocent person, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who does not affirm the terms of this law by obeying them, and all the people will reply, Amen. Luke 10:38-11:13. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was worrying over the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, My dear Martha, you are so upset over all these details. There is really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her. Luke 11. Once, when Jesus had been out praying, one of his disciples came to him as he finished and said, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said, This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come soon. Give us our food day by day, and forgive us our sins, just as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And don't let us yield to temptation. Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this illustration. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You would say to him, A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. He would call out from his bedroom, Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and we are all in bed. I can't help you this time. But I tell you this, though he won't do it as a friend, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you what you want, so his reputation won't be damaged. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And the door is open to everyone who knocks. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, Do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. If you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Psalm 76:1-12. God is well known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. Jerusalem is where he lives. Mount Zion is his home. There he breaks the arrow of the enemy, the shields and swords and weapons of his foes. You are glorious and more majestic than the everlasting mountains. The mightiest of our enemies have been plundered. They lie before us in the sleep of death. No warrior could lift a hand against us. When you rebuke them, O God of Jacob, their horses and chariots stood still. No wonder you are greatly feared. Who can stand before you when your anger explodes? From heaven you sentenced your enemies. The earth trembled and stood silent before you. You stand up to judge those who do evil, O God, and to rescue the oppressed of the earth. Human opposition only enhances your glory. for you use it as a sword of judgment. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let everyone bring tribute to the Awesome One, for he breaks the spirit of princes and is feared by the kings of the earth. Proverbs 12:15-17. Fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. An honest witness tells the truth, a false witness tells lies.